This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And while Amazon has long been seen as a threat to malls, it's now a hot tenant. Center owners have long blasted Amazon as a destroyer of their business. Now, some of them are starting to view Amazon as a potential savior. Talking more about it after these tech headlines. Salesforce reported a strong profit and said it expects revenue to nearly double in 4 years, benefiting from companies shifting more of their spending to tech innovation. Its CFO said that financial services companies used to direct about 90% of information technology spending to maintenance. These days, it is more evenly split along maintenance and innovation. Execs at Salesforce, which will celebrate its 20th anniversary this week, have pointed to strong demand from cloud computing, AI, and other areas as part of what's being called the fourth industrial revolution. The journal writes how AI efforts at large companies could be hindered by poor quality data. This could be keeping large firms from leveraging artificial intelligence and other digital tools to cut costs, boost revenue, and stay competitive. And according to a recent survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers, nearly all of those asked said they see data on customers and clients as critical or important to getting an edge on competitors. However, only 15% say they currently have the right kind of data needed to achieve that goal. The initiatives to fix data issues are significant. Researchers at the University of Texas estimate that increasing data usability by 10% would boost annual revenue for Fortune 1000 companies by more than $2 billion. And now a look at surfing schools and jets, or basically how WeWork is taking bets that follow its CEO's passions. Case in point, several of the office space company's investments align very closely with its founder, Adam Neumann's, interests. WeWork has invested in a wave pool maker and started an elementary school that began after Mr. Neumann and his wife expressed concerns with finding schooling for their children. The journal writes how WeWork's forays reflect the leeway that investors sometimes give founders to shape companies according to their vision. The company, which reported $1.2 billion in revenue for the first 9 months of 2018, said that the glue that binds these ancillary products and services is WeWork's connecting people and promoting entrepreneurship. Coming up, Amazon, long seen as a threat to malls, is now a hot tenant. We'll explain how. At a time when Sears and Macy's are shutting down stores and many malls are struggling to attract high-profile tenants to empty spaces, Amazon has been ramping up its presence in physical retail. And shopping center owners aren't complaining. Let's get more details. Joining us now in the podcast studio with more is The Wall Street Journal's Esther Fung. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Esther, what's interesting is how it's been such a change up in recent years. Amazon has become a much sought after retail tenant. Not the case previously. You know, shopping center owners, they shunned Amazon as a big threat to them. How have the tables turned? How did we do such an about face here?
So Amazon is known as this retailer that has come in and with lots of insight to what consumers want,
sure,
the type of goods they demand, the type of services. It seems like Amazon has a better grasp of the localized consumer behavior, and they also feel that Amazon has got deep pockets, so they wouldn't be likely to lose their lease or to back away from a lease. This seems to be what's happening to other traditional retailers that have announced bankruptcies or massive store closures in the last few years.
You know, it is called a tech behemoth for a reason. It certainly does have a lot of money, a lot of power. But one thing you brought up that I think is key here and a huge complement to the money and power that it has is the consumer data and the power in that. It's also that wealth of information that seems key here.
That's right. So since Amazon already has all these insights, they understand which products would fly off the shelves, and it would make it more efficient for them to also have a physical presence in some of these locations, given how expensive delivery can be. Having a store also helps them interface directly with consumers. They could get other insights that they can't possibly get from just an online purchase. And there's also studies that show that consumers who buy things in stores are less likely to return them versus when they buy things online. So having to reduce the number of returns is also something that Amazon is apparently looking to control.
Right. So Amazon has big plans to pop up in physical retail more. Where can we see that first? Where do we see Amazon making its presence in the physical realm?
So one of the things that I've heard is that Amazon is looking to roll out cashless convenience stores. They have this Amazon Go store already happening in Seattle and a few other places. Mm-hmm. They also have about 18 bookstores already in scattered across the United States. They're also looking to roll out a new line of grocery stores in urban areas in the U.S. And this line of grocery stores is not intended to compete directly with Whole Foods, and it seems like a way to reach out to even more consumers who may not be Whole Foods customers.
These are two very different business models when it comes to traditional retail and Amazon's way of doing things. Negotiating with a tech giant like Amazon seems like it'd be an interesting task.
One of the things I've also heard is how because of the increasing clout Amazon has and the power it has, they are raising prices with their manufacturers or other distributors. They take a tougher negotiating stance with parties across the table. And sometimes these parties feel that they can't help but have to accept Amazon's terms.
Very interesting. Esther Fung, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.